All right, take two. Holy smokes, I just tried to do this and it was god awful. We reset, mental reset, just like the team does. We're going to get into this podcast. It's going to be short. I know, hard to believe with me on the microphone. Today, this short show, no advertisements other than the whole thing is an advertisement. Basically, this is just a quick little address. Thursday show would normally be a preview. Obviously, the Hawks are on a bye this week, so I'm popping in here doing a quick little show to, one, announce that the holiday merchandise run is live. This is going to be available through the next 7 days. Next Wednesday, the 20th, is when these basically limited edition items, the holiday items, will disappear forever from the website. We've got like, I don't know, 8 or 10 holiday specific limited edition, limited time only items. And those are added alongside our ad craft is amazing, the way that they just integrate it right into their website. So new items, old items, the flags, the walk-on stuff, the original Hawks by a Million that you have always seen, they're in the store, plus some of the newer items that are in there. Go to thewashedupwalkons.com, or you can go to hawkadelic.com and navigate to the walk-on brand tab. And you can find that through our store tab on our website. Again, when you purchase through this stuff, we've mentioned it here in the past couple of weeks, but this is all leading into a big donation at the end of the year. We've done this for the last 4 years now, something that we've really been able to, not something we ever thought or had on the horizon. We just crossed in late September, October, 6 years of doing this podcast. People always ask, hey, did you think it would get this far? Did you think it would be this big? I didn't think anything. We just started doing this because it was fun and we wanted to talk football. And what it's turned into is great, amazing, incredible. I get to do it as part of a living. But one of the coolest things that we do is the ability to tie in to the Children's Hospital. It was very evident right away that when people started asking for merchandise, an easy way to sort of promote that and get people to be excited about purchasing our stuff was to double down on, hey, we have cool things. People want to wear the Hawks by a Million, but it's also great if it goes to a good cause. And that's exactly what we've done. Nothing has changed in the 4 years since we started doing that. What has changed is the merchandise company that we use. And nowadays, this is for real OGs, but when we do a store, we don't have to refund everybody because the designs didn't get approved. That was an early learning lesson for us. Anyway, thank you. If you choose to purchase through this store, any of our old merchandise that's available all the time, or any of the new stuff that's available for the next week, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're helping the kids. We donate to the Child Life Fund, which is essentially like, you know, presents, video games, toys, blankets, anything to help make the child's life, quality of life better during their stay in the hospital. So a very cool thing that just coincided, you know, as we stepped on campus our freshman year, they were breaking ground on that massive new hospital. Or maybe it was a little later. Yeah, I think it was, they broke ground on our freshman year. And then eventually it came to fruition, and obviously it's, you know, got the wave and it's big time now. So thank you for helping us continue to build that donation for the end of the year. Our team is 6-4. And there wasn't a real, I might have brought this up on a normal Thursday podcast, like with Kevin and Grant, but because we don't have one this week, we're not going to be able to do that. And by the time we get through next week, there's going to be new things to talk about, whatever. And I just felt that this is a good, quick place to put this in. You hear Kevin and I, and when Drake was on the show all the time, talk about how, you know, you could call us disciples of the Ferentz method, if you wanted to. But KF's huge thing when he came in 99 was, you know, they wanted to excel in special teams and they wanted to excel in strength and conditioning. And they've done that for a really long time and used those two things. The strength conditioning is a little bit of a deeper level of that speaks to just the development of the program, becoming a developmental program and building guys year over year to where they finally become contributors and, you know, legitimate parts of the team on their third, fourth year. And then the special teams thing, obviously you want to be great with your kickers, your punters, field position, but there's some hidden stats in there as well that sort of get to the bigger issue, which is, can you be great at the details? Can you win at the stats that are generally pretty correlative with winning football teams? And if you can, then it might look ugly. It might not. Games might be weird regardless. And this is sort of the story of Iowa football. You can go out and you can average 15 points a game and win 10 ball games. Right. And we've seen some of the most just obscure outlier stats from the Hawks the last couple seasons when it's gotten to be that extreme. Just weird. Like, I'm going to go over some stats here. And when you hear these stats, if I were to tell you at the beginning of the season, hey, this is where we're going to be at in week 10, you'd be like, are we potentially undefeated? We've lost one game? No way we've lost more than two games. And yet here we sit at 6-4. And there are these special team stats, these really important stats that we talk about all the time. Like, hey, if you can win in these stats, you will win football games. And the podcast that David and I did yesterday, it's a little bit of a searching for answers thing. We can't quite put our finger on it. So listen to some of these. Special teams-wise, in total return yards this year, Caden Weechen is not just first in the country. He is running away. He is like Caitlin Clark outlier, first in the country when it comes to combined punt and kick return yards. And yeah, some teams have two different guys that do it. I think as a team, we're only like top 10 or top 12, but Weechen himself is number one in the country, and it's not even close. He has 750 total return yards. This next guy is almost 200 yards total away in like mid 500s. That's nuts, right? Punt return and kick return, massive parts of the game, massive for field position and starting drive position. Penalties. Talk about penalties and turnovers all the time. Winning in the margins. First in the country. First in the country in penalties. We've pretty much been there all year. And this is in spite of the Wisconsin game where we started with like three defensive penalties because Jay Higgins was clapped, like some total BS penalties. The Hawks have 31 total penalties this year in 10 games. If you look at the top 10, the other nine teams are teams that have all played one less game, naturally, right? Because less games is probably going to mean less penalties. And each one of those teams still has 35 or more penalties in nine games. We have 31 in 10. 3.1 per game, the next best across the country. You would call them the class of the statistic. They're almost a full penalty more per game at 3.9. So we're doing amazing at penalties. Turnovers. Doesn't feel like we've been great at turnovers this year. We've gotten some, but we've had our fair share of our own. We're seventh in the country. Seventh in the country with 20 turnovers, averaging two per game. And our turnover margin, which is even more important, because if you're getting the ball, but you're also giving it away, then it's just canceling each other out. We're 12th. 12th in the nation in turnover margin. I listened to Scott Docterman and Chad Lysico put out a podcast earlier this season talking about some of the statistics that they wanted to see Lester's offense hit this year. And if we could, how that would be a marker for a successful season. And I'm not putting this on Lystico and Docterman. I would have agreed with this. Most people would agree with this. Some of those statistics were third down efficiency, both offensive and defensive. Can you get off the field on big time downs? And can you keep drives going? And then red zone, right? We know we've been drastically better at red zone. Now, earlier in the year, Iowa State, that's literally why we lost the game. But then all of a sudden we introduced the Brendan Sullivan package. At one point, Sully was like 8 for 8 once he came in red zone touchdowns or something like that. So that has to be, I can't find the percentage at the moment as I quick looked at stats for this. Our red zone percentage has to be drastically better. On top of that, on both sides of the ball, we're top 40 in the country in third down efficiency. And I know top 40 isn't anything fancy, right? That's, you know, barely approaching, you know, the top quarter of teams.
But again,
that's all you need in that stat, especially if you're doing it on both sides. And despite the defense being not what it usually is, right? The elite top 10, sometimes top 5 defense in the country. And I mentioned this on the show with iColt. We're still 26th. We're a top 20th percentile defense in the entire nation. And outside of two games, you know, and you can't play the stats like that, but outside of two games, like I bet that number gets a whole lot better. Offense, which has been the issue. Everyone knows last year, last in the entire country at 234 yards per game and second to last. Only Kent State was worse in scoring per game at 15.4. We're up 30 spots to almost being in the top 100. Still sounds horrible, but we're, you know, 30 spot increase as far as total offense goes. Just under 350 yards, I think, per game. And more importantly, scoring-wise, we're up to 55th. We've cracked the top half. We're above average scoring offense at just under 30 points per game, 29.5 points per game after the UCLA game, doubling up what we did last year. Not to mention, and in part by, we have potentially the best running back in the country this year, who also happens to be top two. Very strong argument for first in school history as far as quality running backs goes. And you listen to all that. I forgot to mention Dakin is, I said it in the David podcast, but Dakin is 17th in punting. Drew Stevens is 12 of 15, which is a good field goal percentage. And considering his three misses are all kind of like bombs, we're winning in the margins. We're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And the numbers after the name say 6-4. And I don't have an answer. I don't know. The Iowa State game was close, but this isn't even like we've lost close a bunch of close games, right? Sure, the UCLA and Michigan State games looked close on the scoreboard, looked closer than they were, but we got dominated in both of those games. We obviously got dominated specifically in the second half of the Ohio State game. That Iowa State one was one of those where you could be like, okay, that makes sense. Well, it's just one play, literally one play here or there, and it could be different. But like, the season really isn't one. We're not just a couple plays away. We're a legitimate 6-4 while winning in the margins and doing the things that you're supposed to do. So it's just a really weird year. And I don't know, like a lot of people, I quite literally saw several people, and I know it's Twitter, and I know it's just a very vocal minority, when we were in the dumps of all dumps during the horror years of Iowa offense, which hopefully we've climbed out of and are departing from. But I saw people who said, at some point last year, when Brian was still the OC and we were struggling, I'd rather go 6-6, or... let's say we win these last two games. I'd rather go 8-4 and have an offense that works and have, you know, and feel like it's an exciting game to watch and I'm entertained. Versus last year, we quite literally, I looked it up, 15.4 points per game. And we won 10 ball games. It's, I mean, statistical anomaly to the max. I don't know the answers. And I think when you lay it out like that, it's probably why this season feels so weird. Weird is, I'm bringing that word back around. That's what I said to start this. My thoughts on this season are, it's just weird. I don't know. I can't answer anything more than you guys can. I think I'd rather win 10 games and just be horrible. Like, I'd rather win every game 3-0 and just, I don't know. 8 returning defensive starters. Significantly improved offense. 6-4. 6-4 with two games that are just as much losable as they are winnable here to finish the season. And I can't imagine how frustrating on the inside this is, because there were several weeks or times in my career where we would reconvene on a Sunday and, you know, we'd get going and there was, you know, you'd look around and you'd be like, what did we do wrong? Like, what? Why aren't things clicking? When you do the things you're supposed to do and you're told are going to help you win ball games, and then you don't win ball games. It's frustrating. Just some thoughts. Drop your thoughts below if you're watching on the YouTube. By the way, that walk-on store that we pumped at the beginning of this show, you can scan that QR code right there. It takes you right to that walk-on store. And you'll get a discount if you're a part of the Patreon, which you can scan that QR code for if you're watching on the YouTube. Regardless, if you don't want to do either of those things and you say, you know what? Screw you, Tyler. I don't want to buy from you guys. I don't want to help the kids out. I just like watching your videos. I still appreciate you. Drop a comment down below. What's been your favorite part about this season? The 6-4 season. What's been your favorite part about it? Some of those brand new Christmas items that are only available for the next week, as I mentioned, we're gonna close this up here. Quick 20-minute show. A brand new Hawks by a Million design that is here to stay. This thing will be in the permanent store weeks after the Christmas sort of craze ends here and we turn the page on the year. I don't know what designs or I guess what pieces it will be on. I already had some requests in the private Discord for it to be on a crew neck instead of the sweatshirt option that it is currently in on the store. We'll figure a way out to get that on there. But it's a retro sort of Hawks by a Million retro softer, dare I say more feminine design than our, you know, sort of in your face Hawks by a Million from the past. Get canceled for that one. Goat Wallace makes an appearance. We got a Christmas edition Goat Wallace. Like probably four of those will be purchased, but I thought it was hilarious and I wasn't going to add that. There's a holiday kind of like Christmas sweater vibe Hawks by a Million, and then the OG HBM stuff is design is available in a performance dry fit material. So several new things, and then you've got all the old stuff on there as well. Flags still available, all that stuff. If you don't buy in the next week, and the reason we're doing it now is because the way we run this, the limited time items, they're all made to order, right? So everybody that orders these items, AdCraft will collect those numbers. They'll print them, start printing them. Once they're all printed, then start shipping them. And then that process takes a few weeks. You will get them plenty of time before Christmas. If you don't order in the next week and you're not interested in any of the holiday edition stuff, Black Friday is coming up. And we've never done this before. And every time Black Friday passes, I'm just, as a consumer myself, I'm just worried about, hey, what can I get deal? Like, oh, by the way, always forget I'm someone who's selling merchandise. The walk-ons are going to get in on that this year. And without any further details, it's not going to be anything crazy, but there will be a Black Friday deal on the walk-on storefront. So if you are interested in some of the older stuff that we have, Kirk's Dogs will be back in stock for Black Friday. There's going to be a discount code for that day only. So don't miss out on that. Follow us on all the socials to make sure you get that when it comes. Patreon gifting is now a thing. And I know everyone hates to hear about the Patreon, but again, this is part of how we do this thing. We have to be financially viable here. Patreon's a great way to do that because it quite honestly is a win-win for everybody in my mind. Small subscription fee, all of a sudden you get access to all these different perks. The biggest perks in my mind are the merchandise discount codes, which are huge during this time of the year. Those go all the way up to 40% off if you're at the top level. You get access to the Discord, which I think is a really cool sort of niche community that we've created and a little less toxic than your average Twitter post or something like that or any other Hawkeye forum. You get ad-free listening and you get extra shows, which hint, hint, there might be more coming this off season. But now, not only does Patreon allow all that, but you can now gift Patreon subscriptions. So if it's not a Hawks by a Million shirt or a sweatshirt that you want to buy somebody, but you know that someone enjoys listening to us, or you think someone might enjoy listening to us and the content and extra content that we put out on the Patreon platform, you can now gift them a month up to a year of our Patreon tiers. Not only that, but we can give away Patreon subscriptions for free, which is an awesome way to activate people, get people a part of the brand, bring people into the squad. And we're pretty excited to use both discounts on memberships and just full-on giveaways for full-year subscriptions as part of some of our events and contests and giveaways as we move forward here. So the more that Patreon is innovating and making things better, the more we can make our offerings on Patreon better. We're excited about that. And then finally, as Christmas nears, I got this idea yesterday. It just popped in my head. I thought, why don't we do a 12 days of walk on Christmas? So the thought is the 12 days leading up into Christmas, there will be giveaways every single day. Some of those days might be merch. Some of those days might be a year to Patreon. Some of those days might be who knows what else we come up with. Every single day will be a different prize. Every single day will be a different way that you can win that prize. So some fun holiday interaction with our brand and our social medias is coming down the pipe. That's about it. If you want to grab that holiday merch, thewashedupwalkons.com or hawksbyamillion.com, you can find it there. Navigate to the store tab and you can find that. You can also find our Patreon on our website, Patreon, or just go to patreon.com/washedupwalkons. If you sign up now, and you, because you plan on purchasing merchandise, your discount code that you receive with your subscription will pay for the first month or more of that Patreon. So it's basically a no-brainer. Plus, you get all the extra perks, the extra podcast, the Discord, the ad-free listening, all the stuff. But lastly, just another thank you. Thanks for listening to my rambling. A little 22-minute show, 23-minute show on a Thursday. We'll be back tomorrow with the 5-10-5. We talk about injuries, sort of a big thing, big topic, relevant within the Iowa football conversation right now. Justin Lima, he joins me for that as always. That's it. Thanks for listening. Two more games left. We'll be back on Monday with a little college football recap and then back to our normally scheduled programming. We'll see you then.